Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here and welcome back to Digital Posen. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, checking emails or playing a game and suddenly an hour has flown by? That's not just laziness, my friends. That's the dopamine loop hard at work, and it's something we all need to understand if we want to break free from screen addiction and reclaim our time, focus and sanity. Today we're diving deep into this fascinating and sometimes sneaky mechanism that keeps us hooked on our devices. You might be surprised by how much your brain is being manipulated without you even realizing it. Here are five key takeaways to help you understand the power of the dopamine loop. First, remember that dopamine is a feel-good chemical in your brain. It's associated with pleasure, reward, and motivation. Think delicious food, exciting experiences, and yes, even those little notifications on your phone. Not every time we engage with our screens, we trigger a dopamine release. Think about it. That notification ding, a like on your post, completing a level in a game, all these actions send a surge of dopamine through your system, making you feel good. It's like a tiny party happening in your brain. But here is the catch. Our brains are incredibly adaptable. This constant influx of dopamine from screens can actually rewire our reward pathways, making it harder to feel pleasure from other activities like spending time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, or even just enjoying a peaceful moment in nature. Second, understand that this isn't about demonizing technology. Screens are amazing tools, offering incredible opportunities for learning, connection, and creativity. But when we let them control us instead of the other way around, it becomes a problem. Think about it. Would you keep eating candy even if it made you feel sick afterwards? Probably not. But sometimes our screens become like that constant sugar rush, leaving us feeling drained and unsatisfied in the long run. Ever felt like your favorite hobby suddenly seems boring compared to just scrolling through TikTok? That's the dopamine loop at play. Third, recognize that the design of many apps and websites is intentionally addictive. They use things called engagement loops to keep you coming back for more. Think endless feeds, personalized recommendations, and notifications that pop up at exactly the right, or should I say, wrong moment. It's like a carefully crafted puzzle designed to keep your brain hooked. Fourth, remember that breaking free from the dopamine loop takes time and effort. There's no magic button, but by consciously choosing how we interact with screens, we can start rewiring our brains for the better. Think of it like training your brain muscles. The more you practice mindful screen use, the stronger those neural pathways become. Finally, don't forget to celebrate your successes. Every time you resist the urge to scroll mindlessly, put your phone away during a meal, or engage in a non-screen activity, you're making progress. Pat yourself on the back, you're doing amazing. Let me tell you a quick story about this. Imagine Sarah, a super talented graphic designer. She loves her work, but finds herself constantly reaching for her phone when she's not designing. Instagram becomes a black hole, sucking up hours of her day and stealing precious time from her creative projects and even her friends. She starts noticing how drained and unfocused she feels after long scrolling sessions. Sarah realizes the dopamine loop is controlling her, making her feel worse in the long run. So, what does she do? She sets boundaries. Sarah limits her social media time, turns off notifications during work hours, and schedules phone-free me time every day. You know what? Her designs become even more vibrant, she feels more energized, and her relationships deepen because she's actually present with the people around her. So, remember everyone, understanding the dopamine loop is the first step to taking control of your screen time and reclaiming your life. We've covered some key insights today: how dopamine works, how screens manipulate our brains, and most importantly, how we can take action to break free from this cycle. Remember, it's a journey, not a race. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep pushing towards a healthier, more balanced relationship with technology. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to managing screen time? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community here together. And don't forget to subscribe to Digital Poison for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration on navigating the digital world. Until next time, keep shining bright and stay unplugged.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.